Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Right, that's that out of the way. Fake sponsor out of the way. Time for the real sponsor. Let's do this.
Chris, that is the real
Rosie,
sponsor.
Rosie, you
now.
Are wasting everyone's time with these fake sponsors. Honestly, it's childish and it's pathetic and it's not bringing any money in, and I don't know how you dare.
Great. Honestly, right, okay. Pathetic. You keep thinking that. That's
wasting our time.
Amazing.
This next sponsor's going to be furious about
right.
all that
well, how are you, then?
Thing you just did.
How are you then?
This week's lucrative
no.
sponsor is Screaming Into a Pillow.
Screaming Into a Pillow.
Hey. Are you a little bit under pressure with being locked in the house forever?
Yeah.
Get yourself a little pillow, have a little scream in it.
We have been doing that.
We have, because real screaming's too loud.
Mm.
Get a pillow.
Don't want to scare the kids.
Scream silencer.
Do you want, should we?
Do it now. We've been
we
doing
do it
loads.
Now?
Let's do it now. Go for it.
Right, hang on.
Let me a pillow.
Any pillow
I'll tell you
in particular?
What pillow I want. I want that one with that fucking annoying fish on it. Get me that pillow.
That's
with that
nice.
Fish.
That's a nice way to talk about my decorative
yeah.
artwork.
P.S.
The house.
By the way, newsflash, don't like that fish pillow. It's the first time I'm telling you.
Great.
Go.
You're in it. Arrogant little bugger.
So was that fish. Face on him. Okay. He's not an attractive
okay,
fish. Bit weird that you
I've
fancy fish. Okay.
Let me just put this back on.
It's time for Screaming Into a Pillow. Hey.
Dean?
Rosie can't get her headphones back on. There we go.
Right, let's go. Let's do this.
It's time for Screaming Into a Pillow. 3, 2, 1. Oh, I feel fantastic.
Oh, hey, I tell you what.
It's a whole new world.
It is good, that.
Oh.
Robin's in bed, got to just get that scream out of the way.
Yeah, but you can do it anyway. Go to another room, throw your head into the sofa, or a bed. Mattresses are good.
Mattresses are very good at quashing the sound.
If you can fill a mattress with a scream, then jump on the mattress, you hear a little bit of scream come out later.
Is that true?
Nope. Imagine you believed that.
Did a little bit of you believe that? Do you know, have you ever recorded a video?
Mm.
Or what was it? What was it I used to use when I used to record stuff, and then when I opened it the next... Oh, baby monitors.
Yes, baby monitors.
If you've turned a baby monitor off mid your baby screaming, right, if you've gone to settle them and you turn it off, when you turn that on the next night, a little bit of scream comes
very,
out and
very
it's terrifying.
Good point. Yeah, I had a bit in my stand-up about that when it happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it stores a bit of the scream for the next night.
It's awful.
And it's like the baby's been screaming the night before, like the morning when you've turned it off, the baby's been crying in the morning, so you've turned it off and then you put it to bed that night and you get it all settled, you turn it on. And for a second, you imagine the baby's lying there and it's just went... And then just for one, like half a second. Yeah, fair enough. Okay, I'll give you that.
So you never know, mattresses.
It doesn't do the same
might
thing.
Might store a little bit of scream.
Totally different, but there we go.
Great. Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle.
Jingle.
We couldn't settle on a jingle.
Jingle.
So this is the jingle.
Jingle.
We hope you like the jingle.
Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle. Jingle.
Hello and welcome back, you lucky, lucky listeners, because you just missed out on Chris's clearing his throat, 5-in-a-row cough.
Yeah, there
which
we go.
You know I what? Had to listen to, unfortunately.
I'll be honest with you, Screaming Into a Pillow really does. It really hurts the throat. It really does.
It actually does, but it's good for you.
I've been doing a lot of exercise recently as well, so I'm loosening up any kind of phlegm, is that word for you, that's on my throat. So there we go. Are you aware if you just put lipstick on for a podcast?
Yeah, I've got really dry lips at the minute.
Vaseline. You'd
have to put
bright,
not as good.
You'd have to put bright red whore paint on.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Sorry, 1930s husband.
Hey, listen, what? You're trying to have sex with this microphone? You're trying to have sex with people's ears? What do you think this is? No one's impressed.
It's for me. What's that thing?
Oh, no, stop doing that. No one likes that.
Vaseline is not a good lip protector because it doesn't moisturize. It's just like a layer.
Right.
There is words for it, but like I said, we're nearly at the end of the book, so I've used up all my words.
Yeah,
once the book's
words.
Finished, you're not going to recognize me on this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like a thesaurus.
Which you nearly didn't get the word for.
Oh, hey.
Hey, goodness me. Hey, guys, it's episode 60.
No way.
Yeah, episode 60. Thank you all so much for listening. As always, please continue to like, rate, and subscribe, and, you know, all of that stuff on all your little podcast shops. We hope you're all doing well. We hope you're all safe and well and healthy. I hope you've all been doing your exercise. Maybe. In fact, I don't hope you've been doing it. I hope you've been doing whatever you want. Basically, all I want to do is I want to show off because I'm a bike guy now.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm a cycler. And I've got to say to you right now, if you are listening to this now and you are a cycler in the South Shields area and you are out cycling and you cycle past me and you don't do the cycler's nod, we've got fucking beef, mate. Yeah? We've got
What's the cycler's nod?
Just look at the cycler, you nod.
It's a nod.
And you go, are you a cycler? And they go, I'm a cycler.
It's quite dangerous, cyclers. That.
How?
Well, you should be watching the road.
How fucking fast do you think I'm going? I'm just like, you just look at them.
You'll be going faster than you think, you know. You'll be doing at least 12 miles an hour.
Do you know what I'm going to do on my next bike ride?
Mm.
I'm going to find one of them things that tells you, oh, there's one on Ashley Road. I'm going to find the thing. I'm going to go to Ashley Road where the thing tells you what your speed is. And I'm going to see how fast I can go down it. Oh, hey, I'm excited.
I've been getting back into running.
Yes.
And there's a runner's wave. Did you
is
know
there?
That?
No. Yeah.
So there's a cyclist nod, there's a runner's wave.
Right.
It's kind of just, you know, the torso.
Yeah.
It's like there, and you just kind of flick your wrist up. Just a little wave.
Like the Impulse Spice advert back in the day, where they wouldn't lift their arms up.
Bit like that.
They kept their armpits
it's
down.
It's a bit like that.
That advert, for some reason, is a reference in my life a lot more than it should be.
It was a bloody good advert, that's why.
We know Impulse.
The deodorant.
Yeah, the deodorant. Mm-hmm. And then they brought out Impulse Spice when it was the Spice Girls one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was everyone dancing at the Spice Girls and they just had their elbows
Chris
basically locked at the hip bones.
I killed a lot of the ozone layer with Impulse Spice.
It's come back, apparently, by the way.
What?
Ozone layer's grown back. No, not the Spice Girls, but they did come back.
Uh-huh.
Ozone layer's grown back.
Oh, well, of course it has.
Yeah.
Of course it has, because nobody's doing anything.
I think it was before this, but I think before.
Oh, was it? Oh, good.
Yeah. But yeah, that sort of thing. Now and then I see a little... Sometimes I'll go through Instagram or whatever, and Lad Bible or someone like that, I'll post a positive thing. It'll be like, hey, guess what? This dog lived or whatever. And I go, oh, great. And then I close my phone off for the day. And I go, I'm cashing out. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm cashing out on the positivity, because I know after that, you know, three things after that, it's going to be Piers Morgan shouting at someone upsetting us.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I like good news.
I do like good
news. It's not much of it at the minute. It's all a bit doom and gloom, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
You haven't been watching the news anymore? So
no, I don't watch it.
I get it now. I do understand. I know I was a bit annoyed with it last week, but
yeah.
I do get it. It's very depressing. And it's a lot of people just talking the same shite. And I'm sick of seeing people sitting in front of the bookshelves thinking the mint in the house.
I tell you what, while we're here, can we get every journalist that is asking questions at the 5 o'clock thing that's on the 5 o'clock conference. Come and get them some better Wi-Fi.
I know.
I've not now like it.
Make sure your connection's sorted before you go on live national television.
Unbelievable.
It's
literally
ridiculous.
I bet they've got kids in the other room playing on Call of Duty in that. Warzone is kicking off and the bandwidth's dropping.
They should really make sure that nobody else in the house is using the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Possibly even just give a little courteous knock to your next door neighbours and just say, look, guys, you know, if you don't mind, I'm going to be on the news for 10 minutes. Can you just not use any Wi-Fi?
Does broadband work like that?
I don't know.
Is it like a well that all the local people... I don't know. I'm not saying well, I don't know. You might have a point here. I don't know if, you know, if you're watching HD porn, does your neighbour's, you know, does your neighbour's Sky Plus turned out slow down?
Well, somebody told me, this is years ago, right? Someone told me that when you're on a Wi-Fi,
right,
if somebody comes along with a more powerful Mac or phone or something,
right,
they will steal the Wi-Fi off you so you'll not have as good a connection. But it is, no, it is true.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I love the idea that you upgrade your phone just so you can beat your like brother or sister or partner at Wi-Fi.
I think it's just something that takes more.
Your phone is our router's favourite. our router absolutely bums your phone. Because the minute I can be in the other room doing... I've been on video calls.
It does happen.
I've been on video calls and I hear you playing a fucking TikTok and my whole computer almost shuts down.
Well, there you go. So it does happen.
Yeah, but mine's a Mac. Mine's a MacBook Pro. It shouldn't be... Your shitty little phone shouldn't be beating it.
Bloody have you know that phone has been... through that's seen a lot, that phone.
I'm not saying the government are doing this, right, but it would be quite sneaky, quite Donald Trumpy, if when a journalist on the video calls asks a question that they don't like, they just like mute them and go, oh no, we've lost you, next question,
mate. I could guarantee that they do that.
Imagine that's mute. Next question. What time is it? Oh, we're finished. Bye.
It's always interesting when I chat to people like you, Chris, who still have some element of trust in the government. I love having a conversation with people who watch the news and go, believe everything they said there.
Yeah.
Because I do not. I don't believe anything anyone says, right, to be perfectly honest with
Rosie,
you.
Rosie, what a lonely way to live.
Don't care.
No?
Don't care.
I'm good.
I don't trust any of them as far as I could throw them. I couldn't throw them very far.
Is your massive lack of trust in humanity and people due to the fact that I have been tiger trapping you all week?
Possibly.
God, there we go.
I've been getting tiger trapped on Twitter.
Oh my God, the guy who did it on Twitter. Massive shout out to the person who did it on Twitter. I don't know what his name was, but it was amazing. So Rosie posted a video. He was very clever because he knows you get annoyed. He must listen to the podcast and know you get a little annoying trolls now and then. Mate, you know who you are. I sent you loads of clapping hands. Basically, if you didn't see it, Rosie put a video out of us. I think it was your French TikTok thing.
Yeah.
One of our numerous fucking TikToks. Actually,
love TikTok.
Every 5 minutes. Lovely to listen to in another room when you're trying to write a book. You put that out and the guy was like, did anyone spot that? That shouldn't be online. And then someone was like, what have you spotted? He's like, oh, it must be only me that spotted it. Have you seen, not seen it? And everyone was like, what have you seen? And he just wrote, I saw Tiger. And he had me like... I was like ready. You were ready to block them. Yeah, you were ready to block them, and I was ready to just be like, "Oh, what is it? Fucking hell, the world's falling apart. What have you spotted that you're slightly annoyed by?"
Yeah,
but yeah, it very was very well good. Done.
Well,
absolutely,
done.
He tiger trapped the tiger trapper.
He did tiger trap the tiger trapper.
And I pass on the mantle him. He is now the master, and
he's the tiger trapper. Yeah. His name is Dean McMacken.
McMacken. Has he got that in a Scottish name generator online?
He might just be Scottish.
McMacken.
Dean McMacken.
Dean McMacken. Dean, you absolutely smashed it, mate. It was fantastic. Also, just after we did that, big shout out to our producer Daisy, who does the podcast, right? She edits all of this stuff. She cuts out all of like us clearing our throats and things so you guys don't have to hear it. When she sent back the edit of the podcast before it went live and said that she enjoyed it, I phoned her up really harshly, to be fair. I took advantage of the kind of the fact that she'd just edited the podcast, and you know, she was like, is it okay? And I phoned her up and I said, I've just been on the Spotify page for our podcast and I'm really worried about what I've just saw. And she went, oh, what did you say? And I went, I saw it. And she started shouting and swearing at us and laughing her head off. She was laughing, but she was shouting and swearing. And then I talked to her for like 3 minutes. It turned out she was in the queue for Asda.
Oh, no.
But she was shouting. Like, I annoyed her that much. She was like shouting and swearing. She was like, I'm just in the queue for Asda. Like, just not giving a shit.
Don't blame her. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Is it worth asking what you've been up to?
Oh, fuck all.
Fuck all?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing?
Well, nothing and everything.
Nothing and everything.
Well, because... Nothing, because we can't leave the house.
Yeah.
And we've got Robin.
Yeah.
But everything, because we are still working. We're still doing this. We're still writing the book.
Yeah.
Still doing other little bits of stuff. So nothing and everything.
Nothing and everything. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Tell you what I've been up to. I have been getting our son addicted to computer games.
You have, which is very upsetting. But at the same time, I'm buzzing because it gets him out my way.
You are getting so much free time.
I know.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
But then at the same, on the other flip side, I don't want my four-year-old addicted to computer games, which he's becoming.
I mean, it is literally the first thing he mentions when he wakes up.
Yeah.
He opens his eyes.
He talks about when he goes to bed.
He opens his eyes and starts talking about Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But he's, you know, it's exciting for him. He doesn't play on it. He watches me and tells me what to do. And then sort of, you know, we'll play Mario Kart together and he does the steering and everything.
It's a bit like a story though, isn't it? Because you go through and this is what I'm telling myself.
It's a story and we do different things. And, you know, it's puzzle solving and I ask him how to count stuff. And I always get him to look out for things. And I'm you know, it's very much my version of homeschooling. Just turning on Mario.
It's a new generation.
I am the teacher who would just wheel in the TV and let you watch Geordie Racer.
What was that? What was Geordie Racer? Was that with catch the pigeon?
Whoa. I do a podcast
I am married to someone who doesn't know what Geordie Racer was.
Is it Catch the Pigeon?
No.
But what's Geordie Racer?
Geordie Racer. The bloke called Spuggy. The lad called Spuggy. It was like
from Biker Grove?
No. Spuggy was Geordie Racer.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I am going to vomit everywhere.
What's Geordie Racer?
You're a Geordie. Right, this is... I feel sick.
Chris, I've never heard of it.
Right, I'm going on Google. I'm going to get a full... Because all it's like that thing of like... It's like trying to explain water to someone. I can't explain it. I just have to get... Oh.
Geordie... I swear to you, I've never heard of this in my entire life.
Tweet me now if you watch Geordie Racer at school.
At school?
God.
I went to a lot better school than you, though.
I beg your pardon.
Mate, tell me where your two primary schools are now. I'll tell you where they are. In the bin, because they got knocked down. Both of them.
They did. I was just about to talk about...
Both of your primary schools got knocked down?
Yeah.
How shite were they?
My infant school got flattened. And then, yeah, me
and junior school. And your junior school got flattened?
Hey, what can I say? Look, once they'd had me, they're just like, what's the point?
Oh, really?
Once
is
I
that
left,
what
they
is?
Went, well, it's never going to get better than that. He was awesome.
Great.
And just flattened them.
Great.
Yeah, so it was Look and Read on BBC.
Let's have a look.
Flying free, flying high, flashing wings across the sky. Geordie Racer, on the road, in the street, hear the sound of pounding feet. Geordie Racer.
It sounds and looks...
He had pigeons. He did have pigeons. That's why he was Geordie Racer. He raised pigeons.
Oh, so it's got nothing to do with cars?
No, it was a pigeon.
Chris, I've never heard of it. I'm really sorry.
It was a kid called Spuggy. I feel sick. I can't believe this.
Sorry about that. Sorry, everybody. I've never heard of that before.
Geordie Racer is an educational BBC Look and Read production, which was first aired on BBC Two from January 12th to March 22nd, 1988. The story was set in Newcastle-upon-Tyne and the surrounding area and featured pigeon racers and runners competing in the Great North Run.
88? We were born in 86.
Well, yeah, but they kept it. It was that good. They kept it and knocked it out for years.
Just used it over and over again in your rundown school.
Honestly.
I tell you what Robin's been watching at nursery.
Yeah.
When he used to go to nursery.
I remember nursery.
Do you remember nursery? Remember school? Button Moon.
Button Moon?
Button Moon. He was singing. I don't know if I've told you this. I caught him a few weeks ago singing Button Moon. You're
caught
like,
him?
Button Moon. No. Okay. Just,
are you... You singing Button Moon again? Sorry, man.
There will be no joyous singing in this house. I'll have you know. He was playing and he was singing Button Moon, and I'll follow Mr. Spoon. I was like, Button Moon? That was old when I was a kid. So where are they getting that from? It is nursery. I've got no idea.
What's Button Moon?
Oh, my Lord. You don't know what Button Moon is.
No.
You've never seen Button... Right, I've got it here. Look. Button Moon with Mr. Spoon.
Look, I'll say more things that rhyme. That's not going to prove your point. Button Moon with Mr. Spoon this afternoon.
Down the tune.
Jesus.
Right, here we go. Off to Button Moon. We'll follow Mr. Spoon. Button Moon. Button Moon. We're off to Button Moon.
Shining blanket sky.
And they're just there, look.
There's Mrs. Spoon. Hello, Mrs. Spoon. She's looking out of the window.
Jesus Christ.
It was great.
Great.
It was that good, I had it on video, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, Robin's been watching that at nursery.
Right, okay.
It'll get flattened. His school will probably get flattened next year.
Yeah, no problem. He's a Ramsey. Once they've had a Ramsey, they've got to go... Once they've had a Ramsey, they've got to go Slamsy. Get the wrecking ball in, flatten them.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Just while we're here, I want to say a massive thank you to everyone for sending us your tweets, Instagrams, all of that stuff. To all of the key workers out there doing such an amazing job. Thank you. Thank you so much to all of us who are at home trying to do our part as well.
Yeah, we get a lot of tweets and stuff from people who say they're working in hospitals and they're going to work still during all this. Mm-hmm. And they say that they listen to this. On the way back and on the way there. And it's genuinely humbling. And we hope that we are helping just sort of, you know, ease the strain a little bit.
Hopefully.
Tiny, tiny little... Doing our tiny little part.
Absolutely.
From our kitchen with our headphones on.
Nice that you burped in the middle of that. Really.
I suppressed that burp.
Really nice. Didn't work. Didn't work.
Well, it's still
great.
Came.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo,
ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
Fucking hell. That's what you were doing with your laptop, getting a sound effect for a phone. All right, so I've got to answer. Hello?
Hello, is that Mr. Christopher Ramsey, darling?
Yes.
Hello, Christopher, you don't know me. My name is Bruce. Bruce Beef.
Oh, God.
I heard your little radio show last week and...
podcast.
The little radio show, and okay. My wife, my ex-wife, sorry, Belinda.
Shut up, man. You were...
was on the phone.
You were going out with Belinda? You were married to Belinda?
Yes, I was married to Belinda for a lot of years. Yes,
how,
yes,
but you
yes.
sound very posh. You're either a very posh man or you're some kind of con man pretending to be posh.
Actually, Christopher, I'm from a long line of gentlemen, and I'm a very successful businessman.
No ladies, so there's just all gentlemen. How did that work?
Just gentlemen. The ladies come and go.
Right.
It doesn't really matter.
Cloning each other, like Russian dolls.
Usually that's how it's done.
Fantastic.
But I'm a very successful businessman on the south coast of England.
Not in the city, on the south coast.
Just along the south coast.
What, like Worthing and that?
Yeah.
Why the south coast? Brighton and Worthing and
all of those places. Very successful businesses.
Wonderful.
Going on there.
Good.
Very, very Amusements? Successful.
Piers?
No, Catteries.
Oh, hold on, because you had sex with cats. That's the joke.
That's what I was calling
cat shagger. It's a cat shagger. That's who you are.
Listen. Just a minute. I just was calling just to let you know that never happened.
Right.
It never happened. Belinda she's a vile, disgusting woman. She's trying to put me through the ringer, Christopher. She's been doing it for years, and it never happened. No! And I just wanted to call and let you know that my catchery business is fantastic, and I do not fornicate in sexual activities with the cats.
Great.
Never.
Okay.
Never, would never do that.
Okay.
Got a very successful business.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, man. Jesus.
Anyway, I've got to go.
Good.
So busy.
Yeah.
I'll be right there, Rosie. Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Bye.
Goodbye now.
Oh, God.
Right? He sounds very successful.
Don't come back and comment on your own bollocks, right? At the end of the sponsor, do you hear me going, oh, isn't that great? I do it and I move on. Christ alive. Catteries.
Can you believe he owns Catteries?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's almost too simple of a narrative that you've created.
Do you think?
That he owns Catteries but he had sex with cats.
Well, I'll let you know that idea woke me up at 4 o'clock in the morning when I wrote that in my phone.
That is tragic. That is tragic. Oh, Jesus.
So,
yeah.
Let's...
She eats, sleeps, and breathes the beefs. Loser. Right, what's your beef?
My first.
Yes, you are first. Ladies first.
My beef with you this week, Christopher,
yeah.
is that during this pandemic, lockdown,
yeah.
Shit show of a life that we yeah. are currently living,
yeah.
you, my darling husband,
yeah.
you've lost half a stone.
It's because I'm a bike guy.
I'm absolutely livid.
It's because I'm a cycle guy.
How? But you haven't been doing that much. How have you lost half a stone?
Don't know. I literally, the other day, the scales are in the bathroom. I never get on them. Last time I got on them was a month and a bit ago. And I was 12
I brought them. I brought them scales out of hibernation because they've been in the cupboard for like yeah. over a year because yeah. I never go on them. I brought them out because I thought, you know what? I might be at the point where I need to get on them because right. like I'm going to have to get rolled down that driveway soon. and you have lost half a stone.
Yeah. I just got on the. I was just over 12 and a half stone last time I went on them, which was about a month and a bit ago. And I got on the other day and I was like, oh, I've lost half a stone.
What were you? What are you now? 12 stone?
12 stone. Yeah.
It's
I was
not
just
that
over
far
12
off.
And a half. I was
that
just
is
over
so,
12 and a half.
So depressing.
Yeah. I don't know how I've done it. I've been drinking like someone with a problem. I've been eating. I mean, do you know what? I haven't been eating out because there's nowhere to eat out. I haven't been getting that many takeaways.
We've been making nice food.
Yeah, well, we've been getting a takeaway now and then. You know, I mean, you can do the whole contactless takeaway thing. That's mm-hmm. still cool and everyone's still doing it. I think we've only had, since this whole thing happened, we've only had one curry and I've had one Domino's. Mm-hmm. I was on at least a Domino's and a curry a week.
You
and
eat a lot of takeaway. Everywhere. Yeah,
and I'm always eating sandwiches from train station things, and you know, yeah, and also probably mainly bike guy. It's what people know. It's not even. Do you know? There's not even a bike nod. It's just them going past, nodding, going, "He's looking good." Lost half a stone, have you, Ramsey? I go, aye, aye. Nod.
Don't think that's what the nod is.
It's all the nodding. My neck muscles are massive off just nodding at everyone.
What I'm looking forward to the most
yeah,
is you buying all of the shit equipment
yeah,
to go with your bike
yeah,
and then doing it for another month or so.
Got you.
And getting bored of it again.
Great.
Doing something else.
I want some other stuff to do. When things are open again, I'm going to burn my bike in the garden.
Yeah, that'd be right. I could come out on. I have got a bike as well, I would like to come out with you.
I don't like it. I don't like going out with you on a bike. You're scared of roads. It's weird.
But yeah, but there's not many people
on the
roads now.
It's like going out with a dog for its first walk. You're a lot like a dog in many ways. Many ways. First of all, when the hoover, which is a great sentence to say to your wife, when I put the hoover on, you like run away like a dog.
I hate the hoover.
And then when I take you out on your bike, you are like a dog that's been out on his first walk. That's scared of cars and traffic.
I am genuinely really scared of traffic.
Yeah.
I think I've got vertigo.
That's not.
No, I don't like being not. I don't like having to balance and not being in control. I can't run down a hill.
Like a bear. That's how they say it. If a bear's chasing you, run downhill because their legs, because the front legs are shorter than the back legs, and they can't run downhill. They roll, they fall over. So you, like a dog and a bear.
I just don't like running. I
can't run down a hill.
I'd have to go on my bum.
Jesus.
What's happening?
Oh, God.
It's a true story. Oh. Don't like running downhill. Maybe I was a bear once.
Well, yeah.
Or a dog. I love salmon.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, God. You're like a soundbite machine today. This is amazing. Good God.
What's your beef for me then? Eh?
My beef with you this week, and it's happened a few times, but I'm noticing it more now. You are female.
The last time I checked, yes.
Female bear. No, you are a female human, and you have a bleed once a month. You do that.
Periods, Chris. You can say the word. I have a period.
Yeah, you do that.
I have quite a lot of them.
You are... I know you're not doing it deliberately, but you have to stop it.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
You are leaving... use tampons on the toilet cistern, and it's starting to really upset us.
Right.
Really upset
Please us. Clarify this for our dear listeners. The used tampon is wrapped in masses of toilet roll.
Cool, great.
It's not just a used tampon on top toilet.
Still a used tampon on top of the toilet.
Right.
No matter how much toilet roll you put on it, it's not... Oh, here's your Christmas present, Rosie. Oh, it's a piece of shit, but I wrapped it up in loads of toilet roll, so it's not a piece of shit.
Okay.
Still a piece of shit.
I get that it's a bit annoying. But when you're on your period, you go through quite a lot of tampons, especially if you're having a heavy day, right?
Great.
So what happens is you take it out,
yeah.
I wrap it in the toilet roll, I put it on top of the toilet, and then I sort myself out and I wash my hands.
Right.
Sometimes I forget to pick it up.
I would argue all the times.
No,
or
it's
most
not
of
all
times.
The time.
It's only a matter of time before the bane comes running in when they're swinging it around, sticking it to the wall.
Oh.
It's going to be a nightmare.
That would probably not come off. Especially if it was a clot.
Stop.
Happens quite a lot.
Manky.
Well, I'm sorry. I am sorry about that.
Yeah.
But you can't see it. It's wrapped up.
Right. Okay.
You know what a real man would do?
What?
Pick it up and put it in the bin and go, darling.
You know what I should do? Eh? Mm. Your little dog, your little bear. I should come get you and rub your nose in it. No. Bad girl. Leave that there. No.
That's
a naughty Rosie.
Stop. That's awful, Chris. My sister had to do that with her rabbit when she was house training her rabbit.
It's no such thing. You can't house train a rabbit. It's bollocks.
He was absolutely lived in the house. Gus. He was fully house trained. You never met him.
Fully house trained.
Fully house trained.
How was he fully house trained?
He used to wee in a little tray and everything.
Bollocks.
I swear.
There was no way.
In her flat before she had the bairns on Morby Road.
Right.
She had Gus. Who lived in the house. I swear.
I'm Googling now, can you house train a rabbit?
Yeah. You've got to put the nose in the wee. You can house train.
I never trust what Google says anyway.
You can house train rabbits.
It actually says, yes, you can litter train your bunny.
Yep.
By spaying or neutering, but spaying or neutering has to come first. It's almost impossible to litter train an unspayed or unneutered rabbit.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, I
lived
I
in the house.
Stand corrected.
He was extremely cuddly. Yeah. He was absolutely. He was a lovely little rabbit.
Yeah.
Gus.
See, really enjoyed his company. You've often wanted a rabbit and stuff. I just always think that they're trying to escape. I just feel like anything smaller than a dog or a cat, you can't really bond with it. It's just like, it's like a hostage.
No, it depends what kind you get.
Right.
If you get like, we had a wild one once called Jinxie, and she hated us. She just hated the whole family. She did not want to be there.
I had a hamster once, and it was just like, who are you? Why am I here? And it was just constantly trying to escape.
Yeah, I get that. Jinxie was like that. Jinxie was vile. She was really nasty, and I never bonded with that rabbit. I loved her because she was mine, but I was just like, nah. Right. Kate had one called Toffee, who was lovely, really wanting to be there. Our Kevin got Snowy, who was albino with big red eyes and only had one ear.
Oh, no.
No, but she was lovely, actually. Yeah. And I really liked having rabbits. I would get a rabbit.
Well, I did think that they were always just trying to escape, but then before this happened, I went to my cousin's house, and she's got two guinea pigs.
Mm.
And she was like, oh, get the guinea pigs out and sit and stroke. And I was like, oh, you've got to like hold them down. Just sat on me. I lay down. It sat on my stomach. Just sat there, like guinea pigs do this mad like purring noise.
Well, they scream a lot, guinea pigs. I'm not a big fan.
Didn't scream, like. And they did, but it did stay. I'd consider something like that. I mean, I'd rather get a dog.
I'd rather wait, hold it, like, listen, hold out, and one day we'll get a dog.
You've said it on the podcast now. You've said it.
When I'm like...
Everyone, I want you to tweet Rosie constantly telling her she needs to get a dog.
When I'm 80,
this is...
we'll get a dog.
But how long do bears live? Might not last that long.
Babadoo, 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 babadoo. You're not going to believe this.
What?
Do you know last week, furniture man, stool man...
All right, remember? Yeah.
Story about the man who wanted to be stool?
Oh, yeah.
I got a message on Instagram. Listen to this. Hi, Rosie. I've just listened to this week's podcast. Around 5-6 years ago, before I met my husband, I dated a guy that you could describe as a work of art. I'm guessing like an attractive guy.
Oh, nice.
He was stunning. And he also liked to be treated as a piece of furniture. This is mine and my friend's favourite story that we like to bring up. I wonder if it was the same guy.
Shut up, man.
I messaged her back saying, oh my God, it must be amazing. And she put back, sometimes he'd ask me to sit fully clothed on his face like a cushion. Completely non-sexual. I'd watch a full box set. It was lovely. I did have to keep my wind squeezed firmly in, but we all have to make sacrifices. Keep safe, lovely.
Sorry. What could possibly be lovely about sitting on a human face for a full box set?
Well, apparently he just loved it.
What, he had a company? Yeah, but what? How was she enjoying that? Where's she sitting?
On his face.
Yes, but that, I mean, for
on
me,
his ear. He'd probably burst his eardrum.
Not on his ear. It wouldn't be on his ear. It must be on his face. She didn't say head. Yeah, she didn't say head. She said face.
No, it's on his head.
On his head. How could she find that lovely? What, is she a cat? Why is she wanting to sit on someone's face?
He asked her to.
So weird.
Full box set? That's a lot of... That's hours.
God, American box set as well. Some of them go 24 episodes.
Whoa.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
From the public. Public. Take it back now, y'all.
Take it back now, y'all. Guys,
one hop this time.
That's enough.
One hop this time.
Work to do.
Reverse.
Oh, Jesus.
Reverse.
As always, thank you so much for sending all your messages. If you want to get in touch, it is shagmarionoid@gmail.com. Send us everything. Send us your stories. Send us your office polls, your home office polls, your Zoom polls.
No one's at work, Chris.
Zoom polls. Get the Zoom polls on the go. A lot of it. Ooh, Zoom polls sounds like some kind of exercise equipment.
What would you exercise?
I don't know. It's, you know, the shopping channel thing, or, you know, when you turn the telly on too early and they're like advertising Nutri Bullets and that. Zoom polls sounds like something that would have. Brand new Zoom. Hi, I'm Dave Rogers, the inventor of the Zoom poll. I used to be 400 stone. Now I'm 4 stone.
Zoom poll. Every time I hear Zoom, someone's like, do you want to do Zoom? All I can sing is, Zoom, you gave the day away. Oh, Zoom.
Oh, but, is that the words?
No.
Good.
You mentioned the Great North Run.
Yeah.
If anybody doesn't know, the Great North Run is a run that happens, I'm sure we've talked about it before.
Happens, half marathon.
Yeah, starts in Newcastle, ends in South Shields, our town home.
It is our town home where we live life.
Hometown. Oh my word. Hometown. Oh, this is, why are you listening to this? This is painful. I'm so sorry.
Don't say that to them.
But like, what?
Heavens above.
Love that podcast, that Shagmarionoid, where that the lesson on it can't speak. Great. Got this from somebody, which I think you'll enjoy this because it's a good fact. Well done for keeping us cheered up at this weird time. Thank you so much. I'm probably not your average listener because I'm 61 and missing my grandkids like mad.
Oh, bless you.
Bless you. And just to let you know, there's no age limit for this podcast.
Yeah, there's no age limit at all. We're like that, you know, that Lego box that that goes viral that says 1 to 99.
That's like us.
That's us.
But that's not inclusive of the 100-year-olds.
If you're 100, you can fuck off.
And if you're
not
newborn,
taking that back.
If you are newborn, turn this off now.
Yeah.
You are not ready
for
this.
11 months
shit.
And 364 days old.
Get it off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
You little shit.
I'm 61 and missing my grandkids like mad. Mind you, there's no random fingerprints all over the windows and I have snacks in the cupboards.
Get in.
So every cloud. So let's look at the positives. I've recommended your podcast far and wide, so expect the royalty check any day. We've all liked, subscribed and shared. Thank you
Fantastic.
So much.
Fantastic. Thank you.
I live at Dipton and worked at Shields Council in Heban office.
Where the hell's Dipton?
Dipton is Newcastle, I think.
Why does it sound like it's why does it sound almost sort of fairy tale like?
Dipton. I don't think it is, Chris. I think it's
Is it Dipton Mill?
Hang on, I'm Googling it. It's in County Durham.
Okay.
It's nowhere near where we said.
Great.
Looks quite nice.
Okay.
Oh, it's near Burnett Field where our friends live.
Ah, yes.
Vicky and Lee. Okay, right, so I live in Dipton and worked at Shields Council in Heban office. One of my random jobs while there was arranging to have boarded windows reglazed so they look good on camera for the Great North Run. Then come Monday, the boards went back up again.
Oh, no way. For
Apparently
God's sake.
So.
Wow. So along that Great North Run route, windows that were boarded up got glazed up for free and then put back.
And
wow.
Then they take them out like and board them back up.
Wow. Oh.
Isn't that sad?
You don't think of mad little jobs that people do like that, do you?
I know. Council jobs.
Yeah.
Apparently getting a job for the council is very difficult.
Yeah.
They're very sought after jobs, apparently.
Well, I think they're all sort of favoured in. I think a lot of nepotism goes on.
Is it? Like bin men.
Yeah. You gotta know
bin
a bin. You wanna be a bin man, you gotta know a bin man. You know what I'm saying?
Or a bin lady.
Yeah.
Don't I'd be sexist.
Oh, bin men are good crack.
Are they?
Yeah, nice blokes.
Are they nice?
Big shout out to the bin men and women still doing bin men and women stuff while this is going on.
Yeah.
Bit annoying that you're not doing the garden collection. I'll be honest with you.
Why is that stopped?
Done a lot of garden. They've got their hands full, man. They've got loads to do.
I'm a bit annoyed that the garden centres have shut. Think of all the garden, the plants that are going to waste.
Why, guys? Because only old people go to garden centres.
Excuse
have them all...
me?
Well, and you.
Come the summer months, I'm there every other week.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, and you are?
Yeah.
What are you bullshitting for?
Well, I'm there because you want to go.
Pinocchio. Rein yourself in, would you? We go to garden centres all the time.
To be fair, like, you know what I'm addicted to in the garden centre? I'm addicted to going and getting new attachments for me hose.
See? You're always buying stuff there.
I'm just getting new little bits.
I miss it, mate.
I want a pump that will make the hose more powerful so that the sprinkler, so I can put multiple sprinkler attachments on. God, I'm boring myself.
Oh,
I nearly didn't finish that. I nearly didn't finish that sentence.
What have we become?
I feel sick.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
Me and my mum both listen to the podcast separately and regularly talk about it after.
Mm.
Last week, my mum asked me, are Chris and Rosie doing the podcast piss these days?
Sometimes.
This confused me as I didn't notice any difference. I replied, I think they might have a drink whilst doing it. However, I don't think that they're pissed. My mum proceeded to say, well, the last few episodes since lockdown, they seem to be talking slower and slurring more. Turns out she'd been listening to your podcast on half speed, making your voices sound all distorted. She just thought you were both pissed during quarantine.
Wow.
Hope you're both well. That's from Jessica.
Wow. Yeah. They must have took her forever. She must have been like, oh, they're doing 3-hour podcasts now. Yeah. Good heavens. Bless. That's great. I was worried there. I was like, oh God, they've spotted her.
Mm. Babadoo, 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 bab. One for you. Hi, Chris and Rosie. My question is mainly for Chris, as I don't imagine Rosie has a penis. Not
great.
Yet, but I'm working on it.
Could,
to be
honest
with you.
Yeah, it's coming on fine.
Yeah.
It's a canny little thing.
I'm watering it.
Little nubbin at the minute.
Every other day. So rank. Chris, when you have a wee at a urinal, do you get your balls out as well as your penis or just the penis?
I've been asked this before.
Have you?
Yeah,
have I
yeah.
done this one before?
No, no. A TV producer who I work with has asked
goodness.
This before.
Well,
yeah.
They've done a poll. A poll was obviously...
Yes, the polls are back.
Polls are back. The polls are back in town.
It's a poll about a poll. A poll about your poll.
The poll about the poll.
Cool.
A poll was obviously complete between me and the lads and colleagues at work. Results were pretty much 50-50.
Wow.
And that's Ryan from Canterbury.
Wow.
Rosie, feel free to answer what you would do if you had a penis.
Okay, then. Yeah.
Well, like I said, Ryan, it's well on its way, so...
What did you do?
I haven't got balls yet, so...
Ah, okay.
There's no need to get the balls out to have a wee, so
sometimes
I would just get the.
Sometimes it feels like you're half committing to the job. You got.
So do you
I
get yours out?
Do you... I normally go balls out? It also cools
really?
You down. It also
oh,
cools you down
hey,
a little
here
bit for
we
the
go.
Day.
Great.
Yeah, I think I do. I think I would say 90% of the time I go balls out as well. Yeah.
Lovely. So well, it's 50-50, so.
Yeah. And is that actually going to be the title of my new autobiography? 90% of the time I go balls out. By Chris Ramsey.
Is that the next book you're doing,
That's
is
the
it?
The next autobiography, yeah.
It's funny, you know, because my mum sent me a message yesterday saying I've just bought the I newspaper and it said the top 50 comedy podcasts.
Top 50 comedy podcasts.
In the country. Yeah. We weren't on it.
Right, wow.
And, top 50. 20. Top 25.
Oh, 25.
Top
still.
25.
Still.
Yeah, we weren't on it. And I don't know if it's because we talk about... Whether you'd wee with your balls out or not.
So you're saying to me that the independent newspaper, trying to call themselves the
I,
I
don't
the
know
I
if
now.
Is
it wasn't
it,
independent
was
now,
it
the
independent?
The I,
right.
to try and be cool. So we can either be in their top 25 or we can talk about getting balls out at the urinal.
Mm.
I will pick balls out at the urinal every single time we've been in someone's list. Plus, this might be under sex and education.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely not.
It's definitely not. Like we said before, if you are 100, you get off. Get this out your ears now.
Get off.
Not for you.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo,
bab. Hi, Chris and Rosie. This story isn't talking about a friend in speech marks,
friend.
Meaning me. This is literally a former friend of mine. Ooh, former.
Ooh.
It also happened years ago in my early 20s, but I struggle to forget it as I am still wondering how it got to the stage where this particular thing was a thing. I mean... That's worded terribly, but I kind of get exactly what she means because every single question we get, I always wonder how is that thing a thing? Every story we get.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You will.
Right. Okay.
Let's call her Claire. Claire messaged me one day looking for advice on her boyfriend's fetish, asking me if it was normal.
Oh, God.
Now, normally, I'm not one to judge as different strokes for different folks.
Literally.
We are all unusual in the eyes of strangers, so I asked her to explain. She said he wanted her to dress up. But not in a PVC nurse outfit or a naughty schoolgirl from Anne Summers or anything like that, which is fairly common. He said that if she was going to do it, she'd have to improvise the outfit or make it herself.
Right, okay, so...
Fucking Neil Buchanan.
Right.
He wanted her to look... This is really, really mad.
Mm.
He wanted her to look like a half donkey, half person.
Like in that scene from Pinocchio. You know, the one that traumatizes most kids for years.
Yeah, the terrifying scene, the really scary one.
Yeah, and at, let's say at the critical moment of the intercourse, he wanted her to bray like a donkey as well.
No. Yeah.
Now, I told her that this wasn't normal within the context of what I found normal, and not long after she split up with him, did I do the right thing? Plus, I need you to help me work out a reason why he found that particular thing a turn on, because I can't get it out of my head since then. Can't stop thinking about it.
Half donkey, half person.
Half donkey, half human.
Well, right, well, do you know in Lord of the Rings?
Yes, I'm familiar with Lord of the Rings.
Isn't the one, there's a bloke who's like half goat, horse, half person. What are they called?
What are you talking about?
In mythical creature that land, isn't there
Sorry,
thing?
You can't just say Lord of the Rings, meaning
well, I
every...
think there's one in Lord of the Rings.
Is there?
Okay, well, here you go. James McAvoy was a fawn. In Line with the Mordor. Yeah. Thought he was quite attractive in that, not going to lie. So,
right.
I can get on board with it.
Well,
it's like a mythical land thing where...
Why is he getting to make it herself? I'm just
That's the bit that I don't get.
You know what I see, right? He says you've got to make it yourself. Don't you know what I see? I see a girl, right, with two bits of felt on a headband that just put on, and a fucking egg box on her nose.
Yeah, but what about the bottom?
Well, I don't know what half has to be a donkey. I'm not sure. Hoofs, a couple of plastic hoofs, maybe some plastic cups.
Great pair of trousers.
Great trousers.
Some
dungarees. Little tail.
Well, people like strange things, Chris. We've learned that now from this. We've done a full section of the book on strange sexual fantasies. Oh, are we allowed to say that?
Yeah, we can say that. A little taste of the book there. For me, it's, you know, when people go like, oh, you know, have to, oh, tell us your fantasy. Do you think, I think a lot of people go to their partner or someone they're having sex with, they're like, all right, tell us your fantasy. Come on, tell us what you want. And I reckon at least half people hear what they want, like what the person says, and goes, oh, I wish I hadn't asked that. Do you know what I mean? Can you imagine going, tells your fancy, come on, let's get creative, tells your fancy. I want you to go half dressed like a donkey, like from Pinocchio, but I want you to make it yourself. Right, can we forget that
thought you might have just wanted to pull me here.
Literally thought you might have wanted some handcuffs around the headboard or something like that, or to pretend I was robbing the house or whatever the fuck people do. Not, you know, some kind of Mr. Maker art attack Pinocchio.
Don't bring Mr. Maker into this, because I have to watch Mr. Maker all the time, and he's very talented.
He is. He's a brilliant guy. Neil Buchanan, who I mentioned as well, was also fantastic.
Also Neil.
All right, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I don't know how you get to that point. I don't know how you... There's got to be some sort of, like, trauma involved. It's got to be.
Maybe his parents put on Pinocchio loud for him and went and had sex in the other room while that scene was on.
Oh, Christopher.
They might have done it. They might have done that.
Oh, enough.
They might have done it every single time they had sex. They go through there and he watches that. Why's your dad put that on? Why's your dad put that on to let you go through and have sex there? He always makes us watch this while he's having sex.
That's the worst thing you've ever said.
Comedy!
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi there. I hope you are both well.
Thank you. Yeah. We are.
Just catching up from the podcast number 53 on my daily dog walk during this rubbish time.
Got you.
Anyway, I thought this is a story that needs sharing. When I was younger, I met someone whilst out in a bar. He seemed quite decent.
Mm.
They always do at first.
Did she say they all do at first, or did you add that?
That was me.
Got
I
you.
Added that.
Okay, I couldn't tell.
I was a trainee teacher at the time, and he was in his late 30s and retired, as he had sold his business for a hefty sum of money.
Late 30s and retired?
Yeah.
Layabout?
I know.
It's the dream. Late 30s and retired.
Do you think it's the dream? I don't think that's the dream.
I mean, define retired. Like...
Retired to me is pottering around in your garden, bored shitless.
Well, I imagine he's not retired. He's just not worked. Like, he's not gone, I sold my business. And now he's like, you catch him walking the shops with one of them little things behind him. You know, the nana bag.
The little strollers.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get me started on them. Me nana only agreed to have one like 2 years ago.
She's class, that's why.
Because she was like, I'm not carrying one of those old people carry us around.
Yeah.
She's
but I imagine he's not pottering about. I imagine he's just not doing any work.
Well, no. But he's retired.
Until he spent all his money.
Well, listen
anyway,
to this.
Great.
Yeah. Anyway, he pursued me and eventually I agreed to go on a date with him to a restaurant, which he said, and I quote, does the best fish and chips ever.
Well, you know the problem, though. The problem straight away, they had to go at 4 o'clock for the early bird special for the old folks.
Exactly. He's retired.
Yeah, got a pensioner special.
He would get a pensioner special. well done. I'm originally from Grimsby, and I now live down south, and so I was intrigued to see if my high fish and chips and mushy peas expectations would be met. Why is it people can just merely mention fish and chips and I want some?
Yeah. Same. Yeah.
He picked me up from home for our lunch date and drove me to...
Yeah.
..... Morrison's.
He's a pensioner! He is a pensioner! He's retired as fuck!
Oh, wow.
I was quite gobsmacked. However, I'm not a materialistic person and I thought to myself that it was quite quirky.
Wow.
We ate the fairly decent food in the cafe in Morrison's when he swiftly disappeared back to the counter. Just going to say, the fish and chips in Morrison's actually all right.
We discovered on one of the tours, me and Carl, friend of the podcast, we discovered the Morrison's Cafe and it changed the tour.
Oh, Morrison's Cafe is one of the best.
Because you can get like real food, like home cooked kind of food.
The jacket potatoes are sublime.
Yeah. Mm. Sorry, this guy's retired in his early 30s because he sold his business for a substantial, because he's so rich. You're retiring in your 30s because you're fucking stretching it out. That's what he's doing.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
The rest, okay. He took it to Morrison's for the best fish and chips in town.
Great.
So he swiftly disappeared back at the counter. He returned with what I can conservatively estimate 20 sachets of tomato ketchup. He asked me to do the same as he told me he takes them home to serve, to save on buying ketchup. They always say that the millionaires are millionaires for a reason, but that was ridiculous.
Wow.
Anyway, I carried on seeing him for a couple of months.
Fuck off, man. This is what I don't understand with anyone out there. Look, I'm really sorry. I'm not slagging anyone off here. Look, if you're lonely, if you're desperate, I'm not victimizing you here. But fuck, we get so many emails where it's like, and he met us and he took us for me date and he had human feces on his face and his knob and bollocks were hanging out for the full night and he murdered a dog in the street. And after 6 months of dating him, I thought, and you go, what are you doing, man? We kept on. So he's a fucking chick. He took it to Morrison's. And look, no disrespect to Morrison's. I've just said I like it. But he took it to Morrison's on the first date. Come on, there's a level. And made us steal a load of fucking sachets.
I know, but I'm not being funny. You've got to give people a chance. Have you not
there's
dated
a level. Bollocks.
All right, well, I've dated some right rotters. And where I look
women.
Back and think,
it's women.
What?
This is
Do you
women.
Think?
Yeah, this is a woman thing. Women are a lot more mature, can think outside the box when it comes to stuff like this, can see a long game and can give people the benefit of the doubt. Blokes are literally like, oh, how was your date with that supermodel? Oh, she coughed once, the dirty slag. I'll never see her again. Like, blokes are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Shallow Hal. Just watch Shallow Hal. It explains the whole lot.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Hope you're both keeping safe and sane. I wanted to write to you today about having the worst neighbours in the world, and I don't say that lightly.
Wow, okay.
We used to have fence panels, both sides, but over the past few storms, they've all broken off, and we didn't have the money to replace them. So we just left the 3 foot wall that stands there.
Got you.
The neighbours either side of me, 15 and 19, are both friends as they have kids in similar age groups. When the kids are in the garden, they are constantly shouting across my garden and screaming each other's names, even when I'm sat outside and the parents are there too.
Oh.
I even once caught both sides' kids throwing stones, carrots and sticks into my garden and had to confront both the kids and parents as I have a small dog and I also think it's just very rude. It is very rude. However, yesterday afternoon, I caught number 15's boyfriend climb the wall into my garden to pass number 19 a bit of chicken, for fuck's sake. I've seen many times them throw things across my garden, such as a broccoli and walkie-talkies for the kids. When I've been sat in the garden, they've flung them across my head.
Jesus.
But to go inside someone's property is a step too far.
With some chicken.
My boyfriend was too chicken to go and confront the guy, and I just had got out of the shower, so was not about to run down there in my towel. My boyfriend has since seen them, but not said anything, as they were very boozy and thought it best not to.
God, they sound awful.
I'm wondering how to handle this, as I'm not a confrontational person, but also don't take shit. Do I write them a letter? Do I knock on the door? But obviously need to stay 2 metres apart. Yeah. Or do I wait for them to be in the garden again? Or do I just leave it?
I've got two answers. Do you want the real answer, what you actually should do, or do you want what I would do as an eccentric maniac?
We would like the eccentric maniac. No. What do we want first? We want the real answer first, and then okay. We'll have Chris's eccentric
real
maniac.
Real answer. Wait till they do it again. Confront both. Say, can you please, look, I don't want to be a pain. I know your kids, you know each other and that. Can you please stop throwing things over
the garden?
It's
not cool, like, is it?
Just
I'd be
next time they do
me.
It, go, look, you know, you got to approach it. If people are dicks, people don't like being told what to do, so you can't, like, be like, excuse me, and, like, dress them down. Even if you're nice about it, they'll go in the house and go, oh, God, did you hear her? Because they seem to think that this behaviour is fine, but it's not. So just wait till they do it again. Try and be polite and kind and not horrible about it, and just explain that, you know, the dog can chew on things and stuff, and don't throw stuff over, please. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eccentric Chris.
20-foot high net on each wall. Like at the driving range. That's what I would actually do.
I've got
massive
an answer
pole.
As well.
Three massive poles with a huge net in between. Like 20-odd foot high on each side. Really fine mesh so they can't see it's obstructing sunlight or anything. Yeah. Yeah. Or just a net fully not fully over your garden, because then they'll climb.
That wouldn't
on
be
it.
Very good. What about trees? Would they take too long?
Yeah, far too long.
I've got an answer.
I've got another answer.
House swap.
Yeah. Swap houses with one of them so they can be right next to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
There we go. I think we've solved it. Swap houses.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. That's literally not a solution to anything, but you're welcome anyway.
But you're welcome. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Chris and Rosie. Firstly, I want to say thank you for making my weeks a whole lot better with the podcast. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Secondly, can you tell my boyfriend, Nicky, that he's an absolute fucking nutcase?
Wow.
I don't know if I am completely overreacting, but this really makes my blood boil.
Okay.
Whenever we go to a supermarket and I say to him to get the spare bags out of the boot, he insists on rummaging around to find the correct bag for that supermarket.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Nah, he's not a nutter. I love him. Yeah.
For example, if we are shopping in Asda and he cannot find an Asda bag in the car, he throws a tantrum. If he doesn't find it, he will genuinely be upset for the rest of the shopping trip and claims it's like cheating on the shop.
Absolutely, yes. Nikki, no, you are not an odd case. That is absolutely fantastic. I am fully on board with that. There is nothing
wrong
with that.
Do you do that?
At all. Silently. I don't kick off about it. I don't make a scene of it, but I have been doing that for some time now. It has to be an unbranded one, some kind of special bag for life that I've got from something else, like a tote bag, or it has to be the one of the supermarket.
This is,
I feel really bad if not.
This is so interesting, right?
Yeah.
I am the complete opposite.
Really?
This is interesting.
Yeah.
So, you get people like yourself
who
are scared to use other brands in the supermarket.
I'm not scared. I just want to be right.
I deliberately take other supermarket bags.
You are, dude.
And I'll pack my stuff and I'll think, I'll go to the shop. Yeah. Yeah. There's other shops.
Yeah.
You're not all that.
Is that why you've
got to go anywhere?
Is that why you've got a faded and gaffer taped up Waitrose bag that you cling on to that you take
sometimes
on to show off?
I like to take the Waitrose bag because we haven't got one where we live. So if we ever get this delivered.
I normally shop at Waitrose, but I'm here today slamming it with you scum.
What is it? Lidl? Lilo?
Alday? Is it open Alday?
Oh, is that why it's called Alday? Oh, that's so clever. Fantastic.
I'm fully on board with him. I think that's great. I do get a little bit annoyed if I haven't got the right one. I think that's fantastic. Good on him.
Very clever.
Very well done.
I keep posh carrier bags. You know this, don't you?
Yeah.
I keep really good. If I've been to an expensive shop, if I bought clothes or whatever, I keep the carrier bag for a good, like, 6 years.
I had a routine about this a while ago, and it never flew. And I took it out of my show in one of the previews in the build-up of the show, because I was like in the build-up of the tour, because it just wasn't going well enough. But I had this whole bit about how you organise and rank your carrier bags.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, you've got a system of ranking up your carrier bags in your house where your carrier bags are.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got, like, you know, carrier bags that'll just go scrumpled in. And then you've got carrier bags that you might fold up.
Because they're posh, like, paper.
Yeah, then you've got, like, the bag for life ones, and you've got the ones with a good handle. And then the routine ended with, and sometimes there will be a carrier bag so amazing, so incredibly monumental, that you will use that to keep all
your
bags.
To put your other carrier bag. That's true.
Yeah.
You're talking about our system.
And it's a massive routine, and it just, people used to go, yeah, all right. And I went, okay. I used to build it up like I was going to get a round of applause and it would get like hardly anything.
Well, listen, here, use it on the podcast. I've used it. It's on
there
the podcast.
Go. There we go.
So, and you can't hear if they're laughing or not.
Well, I'm assuming they're... Oh, I'm going to have to take his headphones off. They're laughing so loud. It's hurting me ears how much they're laughing.
Is that how you get through comedy? Is that what comics
do?
In my head,
everyone's always laughing.
Imagine that everyone's laughing. Yeah. That's good to know.
That's not really. And it's the opposite, to be fair. Let you in behind the curtain. You always focus on the person who isn't in the crowd. There could be 6,000 people pissing themselves and one person with their arms crossed and they're the only person you look at.
That's life, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Listen, look at my life. Sandra, Rosie, I swear too much. She's got me on edge.
Yeah.
Thinking that I'm just deafening and blinding all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Yeah, but she's a cunt. Yeah. So.
Well, Chris, I never fucking swear. When was the last time you heard me drop an F? Sorry, Sandra. Babadoo, 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 ba. I've got something here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. I binge-watched Tiger King on Netflix and really enjoyed hearing how Chris was inspired and created the Tiger Trap game.
Yes.
I'm glad you did.
Thank you.
I was also inspired by the show, but chose to use it as a muse for some erotic fan fiction. Having shared my shorts... Yeah.
Sorry.
What?
They've
wrote some erotic fan fiction around the Tiger King.
Oh, Jesus.
Having shared my short story with a few friends who loved it...
Oh, you can tell we're in lockdown.
I
can I read you my short story erotic fan fiction from Tiger King? You can. We're in lockdown. I've got nothing else to do.
I thought I would spread the joy and share this piece of clit lit with you and the other smars.
Clit lit.
Clit. Clitoral.
Yeah, literacy. We'll get it.
Hope you enjoy and look forward to hearing it on the podcast. And this is from Amy.
Hasn't even asked to be
No, she loves it. I've been practicing my Carole Baskin voice.
Good God.
If you would like me to do the full thing in Carole Baskin, that is not a problem.
I insist.
Okay, I just need to get it right. So it's okay. Like, hey all you cool cats and kittens, it's Carole Baskin here. Carole Baskin from Tiger King on Netflix, and I did not kill my husband. So this is Tiger King behind closed doors.
Should have been called Behind Closed Paws, but carry on.
That would have been a much better title. But unfortunately, we did not write this.
Okay.
Midnight. The time when feline eyes are the only things for the moonlight to reflect. The time when shadows hide slinky movements in the dark. The time when cool cats and kittens turn into tigers and lions to stalk their prey. The time when nocturnal animals come alive. Our time. You're waiting for me. Just the thought of what to come sends ripples of excitement down my manhood. Oh, this is actually Joe Exotic from him, but I am, unfortunately, I can't do that accent just yet.
You've committed to this one.
And
now.
I have fully committed to Carole Baskin. So,
what was that line? Send shots of what down my manhood?
Send ripples of excitement down my manhood.
Fantastic.
I squeeze my hand under my denim waistband to arrange myself. The pressure of my hardened shaft against the zipper of my jeans feels good. I take a final glance in the mirror to make sure I look my best for you. Leaning forward, I examine my neatly trimmed mustache and smooth it out with my fingers. I toss my hair and brush the lion's mane of mullet off my shoulders, hooped earrings piercing the silence as they jangle against each other. With one hand on the peak and the other on the back, I push my head into my GW Exotic cap.
God.
Then shrug on a heavy fringe leather jacket as I make my way to the front door of the trailer. I'm ready. Crutch underarm, I limp my way across the park to our secret place. The uneven ground is familiar and well-trodden. Each step sends a dull throb through my stiff leg, but it's worth it. The impending pleasure is worth the pain. Are you enjoying this?
No one is.
I pause outside the darkened window. As guilty thoughts creep into my head, I know what we're about to do is wrong. I'm a married man with two husbands. I shouldn't be sneaking around in the night, chasing the thrill of extramarital intimacy. But deep down, I know that something's missing. I know their love for meth is stronger than their love for me. They probably won't even notice I'm gone.
Jesus Christ.
Like a cat shaking off water, I shake away these thoughts and focus my attention on the door in front of me.
Really well written, this.
I know.
Yeah.
Is the narration?
It's great, yeah, great, fantastic.
Lifting the key from my chain on my belt hook, I twist the lock with clinks with a loud thud, push the door handle down and step inside. I blink as my eyes adjust to the darkness and I see you, Carol.
Thank fuck, because I thought he was going to have sex with a tiger.
Well.
Oh, God.
There you stand, beautiful in the moonlight that leaks through the barred windows. The energy is electric as we take each other in from opposite sides of the room, undressing each other with our eyes. The silvery light makes your hair twinkle and highlights your signature animal print markings.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
As I slowly walk towards you, you lick your lips greedily.
Ah, nah!
And I know you want to taste me, but not yet, my love. You know the rules.
Horrible. This is.
We lock eyes as I reach down to pick up the heavy metal collar from the floor. After gently looping it around your neck and closing the padlock, I tug the chain to ensure it's tightly connected to the wall. I run my hands down your smooth, silky back and feel your body shudder with anticipation. I can tell you're ready to be dominated. It's the power dynamics that get us off.
Even as Carol, you cannot read the big words.
It's nearly done.
Okay.
Are you not enjoying it?
Oh, it's great.
I move behind you. My pulsating member is begging to be freed. Why don't you do this bit as Joe Exotic?
Absolutely not. Oh.
I move behind you. My pulsating member is begging to be free. I undo the flies on my jeans and I release the beast. It stands firm and erect in the moonlight.
Oh, my God.
Like a lion looking over its pride land.
In the moonlight.
You are on all fours in front of me. Your cat-like eyes looking back over your shoulders watching me. I grip your lower back, pull you towards me, and enter you slowly.
No way.
As I rock in and out, I feel you purr with satisfaction, getting more moist in every moment. I see your body heave up and down as you pant in rhythm with each pulse.
Our pace
quickens and you dig your claws into the ground in front of you as the excitement mounts and we build towards a crescendo together. The world knows about our intense relationship, but they don't see what happens behind closed doors, do they, Carol? In this moment, I know I am the Tiger King. I hold aside your long orange black tail as I explode inside of you, roaring the name of the arch nemesis that I named you after with my last three thrusts. Carol
three.
Fucking Baskin.
Three. That is, no, I'm not going to clap that.
No, it's well written. It's very good.
I am going to send the police to the email address who wrote that.
That's erotic fan fiction.
It shouldn't be a thing. I can't believe erotic fan fiction is a thing. And
it is a thing.
It's one of the worst things that's ever happened.
So what you didn't realise is Carol and Joe Exotic are actually having an affair.
No, that was a tiger.
What?
That was a tiger.
He was having sex with a tiger?
The tiger, the arch nemesis that I named you after, Carol fucking Baskin, he's having sex with a tiger.
Oh.
Right, that was okay. A tiger I was having sex with.
Oh, I didn't realise that. I probably wouldn't have read it out loud. I thought he was having sex with her.
No, you didn't.
I swear, I did not think. Well, anyway, was my accent good?
No.
Great.
Oh, God. Do you know why that was happening? Do you know what was the most frightening thing about that? Do you know why that was happening? Do you know what I saw? I saw a tiger! Tiger saw me. Pulled it back. Saved it.
Yeah, great.
Saved it.
Great. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, my friend recently sent me a screenshot of a headline about a man who put 9 cream eggs up his bum.
Wow.
Being doctors, we like to keep an eye on the current trends in things being inserted places they shouldn't be. So, this sparked a debate about how far along the bowel we thought 9 cream eggs would travel.
Excellent.
I said cream eggs are rather small these days, so I thought that 9 eggs would probably only stay in the rectum, the very last bit of the bowel. And he thought 9 eggs would be enough to reach the further, up parts of the colon.
In the next bit, yeah.
So, to settle it, I took an office poll in the A&E department that I work in. The overwhelming...
First mistake, should have went to the canteen. Should have went to the sweet shop. But fair enough.
And had a visual.
Yeah, and just got a tape.
But ruins the fun of a poll. You can't have evidence.
Right, okay, okay.
It's a bit like guess how many pennies are in the jar.
Right, okay. Do you know what I mean? You don't want to weigh a penny.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
So, The overwhelming majority agreed with me, as cream eggs are pretty small and people are always managing to put plenty of larger items up there. So my question is, do you think cream eggs are getting smaller? If yes, how many of the old style cream eggs do you think this man could have fit up his bum?
Wow.
Happy Easter. Please keep me anonymous.
Wow. Wow.
They are getting smaller. Or we're getting end bigger.
End. Nine end to end. But do they stay end to end? Like in a line if you put them up there? Or do they sort of gather together like a fist?
Claggy. That's all I'm thinking.
Does he keep the wrappers on?
Oh.
This is honestly awful.
Have you ever chewed a bit of tinfoil?
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
It's horrendous.
I think it'll be the same in your bum.
Oh, God. Sharp. I think cream eggs have got smaller. Imagine coming that off the back of that. Imagine getting that and then just now discussing whether cream eggs are smaller or not.
It's just the way the podcast works, babe.
I do think there was smaller. I still, every time I eat a cream egg, I do remember the first time I had a cream egg and my head nearly exploded. Mm. I remember having a cream egg and going, oh my God, this is unbelievable.
Unpopular opinion.
Uh-huh.
Not my favourite. Not my go-to thing, to be totally honest with you.
What would you rather have?
A bar of dairy milk.
That's just because there's more of it.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Find them a bit sickly, cream eggs.
Right, okay.
I like the outside, but the inside. Do you know what I do? No, I've got a lot of respect for.
Mm.
Right. Cream eggs, mini eggs, all that kind of Easter stuff that only come out at Easter.
Yeah.
I really like that. Same as snow bites.
Snow bites, yeah.
They're only out at Christmas.
Oh, do you like a mini cream egg?
Yes.
They're very nice. Mm. I do like a mini cream egg.
I prefer a caramel egg.
No way.
I do like a caramel egg, full of...
Rolo eggs and caramel eggs can piss off.
No, I love them.
Nah, no way. They're not beating the cream egg. Not a chance.
I don't know if they're beating it, but for me, they do. Yeah, personally, I'd rather have that.
Nah, I won't have it. I know it's your opinion, but I won't allow it.
Well, that's...
allow it. And I tell you what, the Rolo and the caramel ones, you can stick them up your ass.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, sticking them in my ass. Can you imagine that? Stick your ass together.
Like cement.
Mm.
Resin. Some kind of resin. Good God.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you so much for listening to this week's Shagmarinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you very much, guys. If you want to get in touch, it is shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Send us, literally, as you've heard from the questions, everything. Everything and anything. Keep tiger trapping. Keep telling them all about that. That's very good fun. Thank you, and we hope you're all safe, and we hope you're all well, and we hope we're helping you get through what is a very strange time at the moment, but hopefully it's not gonna happen forever, and it's gonna be out there, you know, spitting each other's mouths and licking stuff and that very, very soon.
Can't wait. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.